Congressmember Nydia Velasquez introduced legislation this week which seeks to reduce gun violence. Her bill would tax guns and clamp down on missing and stolen weapons. Velasquez says what's needed is to seize on the moment of advocacy happening right now.
Look, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, who would have thought that marriage equality will have its day in Washington? Who would have thought to bring some of the changes that have been happening with the Confederate flag? It's about the public putting pressure. This is not about black kids killing black kids or Latinos or Asians. This is cutting across our nation. You have Newtown, you have Aurora. So this is an epidemic, it's a public health. And I cannot go back into my district and listen to the news, the radio, and hear the news saying that someone, a little girl, was killed, and then send out a Twitter saying, my heart goes to the family. That is not enough. I don't want that type of sentiment without the type of action that is required.
There's no doubt that a significant number of Republican members of Congress function as wholly owned subsidiaries of the NRA.
Congressmember Hakeem Jeffries is co-sponsor of the bill.
We understand that. But I think there is growing support on both sides of the aisle for some type of common sense gun legislation in the face of tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. Charleston, South Carolina, Roanoke, Virginia, Lafayette, Louisiana, police officer killed here in East Harlem. Tragedy after tragedy all across the country in both blue states and red states.
Jackie Rowe Adams, who is now with Harlem Mothers Save, Harlem Mothers Stop Another Violent End, lost her two sons to gun violence.
And it was senseless killing. They didn't bother, they didn't do anything, they didn't bother anyone.
She was told the guns used to kill her sons were from out of state, from down south.
The I-95, we must do something about that I-95 pipeline. I mean, it should be something or something they could detect when these guns are coming in through cars, through buses.
While gun laws in New York State are relatively strong, illegal guns flow into New York from states with weak gun laws.
So you can go down to Georgia, Florida, Virginia, and you can fill up your carload, your trunk with guns, buy them very cheaply, bring them into New York, and sell them at a profit in Harlem, the Bronx.
It's called the Iron Pipeline. Leah Gunn Barrett with New Yorkers Against Guns says guns are like cockroaches.
But it doesn't matter if we've exterminated our state. Pennsylvania hasn't, Virginia hasn't, the Carolinas haven't, Florida hasn't, and Georgia. These guns are coming from pawnbrokers, from gun shows where background checks are not required. It is very, very easy to get guns in this country. It's Tupperware parties for criminals or for terrorists. Yeah. Remember Al-Qaeda? They were advising their members to come gun shopping in America.
90% of guns found at New York City crime scenes come from out of state. And this year, nearly 1,100 people in New York City have been shot by an illegal gun. 600,000 guns are stolen each year from private homes. They wreak havoc, according to former NYPD officer and Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams.
We immediately put out an alarm if a car is stolen. It is transmitted throughout the entire city if a vehicle is stolen so that we can recapture that vehicle. Yet, a person can lose or illegally sell or have their gun stolen, and it is no mandatory requirements. Just think about that for a moment.
Adams says the only time they find the stolen gun is when it steals someone's life by using it in an illegal fashion. Congressmember Velasquez's legislation is called Reducing Gun Violence in Our Neighborhood Act of 2015. The bill would strengthen federal reporting requirements for stolen or lost guns, establish a national database for missing firearms, and use technology so the origin of recovered weapons can be identified, assisting law enforcement investigations. Common sense legislation, says New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer.
Because we have to fight fire with fire, and we need a GPS shout out to make it very clear to the gun manufacturers we're going to use every means at our disposal to expose what you're doing. The bottom line is you're purposely making too many guns because you know first and foremost, those guns are going to fall into enemy hands, the people who shoot our police officers and innocent civilians.
Students from Red Hook at City Hall this week for the launch of the legislation are watchful and hopeful. They carry signs which say, smart gun laws work. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.